When should you hire help as a mortgage broker and in what order? In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a framework that I learned from a guy named Dan Martell, and he's got this book called Buy Back Your Time, and it's called The Replacement Ladder. And in it, it's slowly this evolution of handing off tasks, lower level tasks to higher level tasks in a specific order. And I'm going to break that down for you today, my version of his replacement ladder in any case. And hopefully you'll find this really helpful. I know I've been doing a lot of conversations lately with brokers who are like, should I be hiring? Should I get fulfillment? Should I get an underwriting? Like, what order should I get things in? And so hopefully you find this framework helpful, as I have found it to be. And I never had the language of the replacement ladder that Dan has put this in, but this is essentially what we have done whenever we've coached agents before in offloading tasks in this order. All right, before we jump into that, my name is Scott Peckford. This is your 10-Minute Tactical Podcast. And I'm the host of Idle Mortgage Brokering, and excited to share this stuff with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I want to give a shout out to our title sponsor, Finmo. Finmo is a Canadian mortgage application, document collection, submission platform designed specifically for Canadian borrowers. It's very easy to use. It's got cool features like smart docs. It knows what documents your client needs. And one of the things you may not realize is when people are filling out mortgage applications, they often grab their documents to do it because they don't know the information, and they can literally just upload it to you instantly while they're filling out the app or right after, and it speeds up your completion time on applications. It's also connected to something called Lender Spotlight, which is a fantastic tool for searching rates and guidelines. Check them out at lendesk.com/Finmo. All right, let's jump into this replacement ladder. I'm going to start at the bottom rung first. And think of this as if you're a busy mortgage broker, you're like, oh my gosh, Scott, I'm feeling so overwhelmed. I've got so much on the go right now. I feel like my service level is dipping. I can't get to the marketing tasks that I know I need to be doing. And so one of the first things, and I actually picked this up from Denise, the COO of our mortgage company, that I had first person heard it described this way. And so the bottom rung of that replacement ladder is actually your personal tasks. And so that's things like, so what she did was she's like, okay, I'm busy all the time at work, and then I come home and I've got all this other stuff I need to do. So she implemented a laundry service. She implemented a cleaners coming to the house, getting somebody that could help drive the kids if she couldn't do it at that time. And basically, using Instacart to deliver food to her house so that she wouldn't have to go to the grocery store. So you may, especially if you're thinking like, well, that doesn't seem like work stuff. No, it's not work stuff, but it means that you can come home from work and have less stuff that you have to do. I think it's actually, for me, and I find, when I talk to especially moms, because I'm not a mom, but they sometimes struggle with this idea that like, well, it's mine to take care of. And it's like, no, it's not. You don't have to do it. It's just, somebody has to do it. And handing some of that work off can take a lot of pressure off and make you show up better for your family and for your clients. And so I would encourage you to think about the very first hires, somebody to cut your grass. And so that you're like, unless you enjoy these things, if you enjoy them, keep doing them. If you enjoy doing laundry, keep doing it. If you enjoy going to the grocery store, actually, I like going to Costco. It's just one of those weird things. I quite like it. But so I probably wouldn't outsource that, but I'm not trying to buy back my time in that area. So the first is personal tasks. And then that'll be the first rung of the ladder. The second rung of the ladder is your admin tasks. And so this is things like your inbox and your calendar. And so a little while ago, first time, this is many years I've been in business now, but I hired a executive assistant, and man, it has been game changing. And so the main things that Chelsea does for me are she manages my calendar and my inbox, because those are the things as a mortgage broker, your inbox gets just flooded with the busier you get. And also trying to manage your calendar and organize things. And so Chelsea stays ahead of that. And, if I'm traveling, she's organizing things like, okay, where are you going to be? What's the travel time look like? She's always thinking ahead, because what would happen is I would be doing things and I wouldn't realize it would get double booked, or I wouldn't have time to fit things in. But having someone else manage that, and Dan Martell talks about this in his replacement ladder, one of the things he is keen on is getting rid of your inbox and your calendar and having someone else manage that for you. So that's an admin type person. And in most cases, they're not going to be as expensive as a highly technical role that you're going to need later on. So that would be something that I would hire to try to get rid of next. The third step of the ladder is fulfillment tasks. So they need a little bit more knowledge for this. So somebody, we wouldn't need the same level of mortgage understanding to manage your inbox and your calendar. But to be able to do fulfillment, right? And fulfillment to me is chasing down documents from clients, sorting through, 50 pages of down payment and creating a summary for the lender so you don't have to do it. How many of you listening right now are like, oh my gosh, my life would be so much better if I didn't have to do that? And so And I'll do it and do another episode. The next episode I'll do will be on, I'll talk more about how to find these people, how to find a great assistant. But in any case, and then talk about outsourcing versus hiring in-house. There's a bunch of different strategies, but I will not be able to fit them in 10 minutes. So rung number one at the bottom is personal tasks. Number two is admin. So I think about inbox and calendar. Number three is fulfillment. So document collection, review, signing packages, ordering appraisals, all that stuff. And you get that off your plate and you're like, because here's what happens. Typically, this is the cycle that I see mortgage brokers get in. They start to get pretty good at the job. They do the marketing tasks. And then they start to get busy. Business starts to come in and then they stop all of that marketing because they can't do it. They're busy sorting through down payment documents. And then what happens is that, but and they're going to have a great month. The good part is they did all this work. They have a great month. And then the month ends, they look up and they go, oh my gosh, my pipeline is drying up. And it's because you can't keep the pipeline going if you're busy sorting through documents. And so to me, that would be something I would move up next. And again, I'm going up this ladder in terms of what your cost to hire somebody would be. Next step of the ladder is underwriting tasks. And so this is somebody who can do pre-approvals for you, submitting, negotiating with lenders. So somebody who deals on the lender side of things, understands how to put files together, understands how to read credit. You can move up that. That's going to be more technical and they're going to cost you more than somebody who can do fulfillment. But again, this is going to buy back more of your time. So that would be the fourth step, underwriting. And the thing about when people hire underwriters is that in hiring just in general is that you have to have a clear idea of what you're looking for. And if it's not a fit, you need to like move on and don't just because if you have one or two hires and they don't work, don't assume hiring doesn't work. This is what I see people go, well, I hired somebody, didn't work. Well, you hired one person and you didn't have a plan and you didn't have a way to screen them and you just hired somebody just like you. So no wonder it didn't work. You didn't hire somebody that's complimentary to you. You hired somebody because you're like, oh my gosh, we could be best friends. We could be besties. That is probably not what you need in your business. And so if you're struggling with, it didn't work for me, it does work. Absolutely. And I have, you know, if you look at any successful mortgage broker who's been in the business for a long time, they have staff and they have people that have worked for them in many cases for many years. So the next step up the ladder is underwriting tasks. Then up from that, and this is something you could probably flip these two, but it would be marketing tasks. So this is somebody who does video editing, you know, depending on what you're doing for marketing, you know, and that particular one you could actually outsource. So it wouldn't necessarily be that you'd need to have an underwriter to get marketing support, because if you have good fulfillment and you're pretty fast in your files, maybe you can do your pre-approvals yourself. So the marketing tasks would be video editing, anything to do with marketing in general, email stuff, database marketing, you know, especially if you're going to get into more complicated stuff. And then the last thing that you can outsource is sales tasks. And that's somebody who can actually do the sales calls just like you. And that is the hardest thing to hire for. And it's going to be the most expensive, because if they can sell like you or 80% as good as you, you're going to have to pay them well, but it'll still be worth it. You know, when my buddy Dion Begg, this is how he structured his business, is that at first he kind of went up the replacement ladder, got the underwriting support, but he was now still doing all the sales calls, all these discovery calls that he was doing where it was the sales call. And then eventually he hired somebody to come on and he had to pay them a pretty good base plus bonus. And then they were able to do the sales calls. And then he was cherry picking which leads he was talking to. And he was only only talking to 10% of his leads or of the people coming in. And so that means you can have a business that you can actually get away from. You can take a break. You know, one of my friends, Wally Eliberry, if you've listened to that podcast, go back and listen to that episode. He's structured his business this way as well. He's got other people that can do the entire process. He takes 20 weeks of holidays. You can't take 20 weeks of holidays if there isn't another salesperson, if you're the only one. And so if you want a mature business, if you want a business that's like, now, you know, maybe that's not what you want. But if you want a mature business, that's how you do it. And the other thing you have to keep in mind, if you're going to build this type of business, you're going to have to be a better leader. Like it's not just being a good salesperson. Like you have to lead other people and build a team and create a good culture. Because one of the things that I see with some people that are very good at mortgages is that they churn through staff like crazy. So, and it's just because they haven't, maybe they haven't figured out how to find the right people, how to empower, motivate, pay. There's a whole bunch, there's a lot involved. And for sure, that has been one of my areas that I've had one of the most growth in and the most, a lot of struggles in actually is in, because I'm a pretty good lone wolf. I just do it myself, you know. But now even with the brokerage, I've got so much more staff that I can't do everything that I want to get done. Therefore, I have to get better at working on a team. And so if you are somebody who wants to build a team, you're going to have to grow. Your team is only going to be as good as your ability to be a leader. And if you can't, then you're going to struggle. Like it's going to be a struggle for you. So I'll go back and give you a quick recap on this replacement ladder and go check out Dan's book, Buy Back Your Time. The first rung of the ladder is personal tasks. So think laundry, cleaning, you know, picking up groceries, maybe, you know, picking up your kids or whatever, if whatever you need to get some that buy back some of that personal time, so that you can even just have a break and happy, you know, when you're with your family, be with your family. Second is admin tasks. So administrative stuff like your inbox and your calendar in particular are massive for mortgage brokers. That's a big time suck. Next level up will be fulfillment tasks. And some I'm going to pause here for one sec, is that you could have one person do both. So when I say there's a ladder, you could have an admin person also doing fulfillment, right? And so it's not like it's necessarily these are five people that you're needing to hire, but you just need to think about you're going to slowly up the amount of tasks that you're offloading. So fulfillment is the next on the ladder. And then document collection view, prepping document packages. The next is underwriting tasks. So that's an underwriter who can actually pre-approval. They can deal with credit. They can understand all that stuff. They can negotiate with your lenders. That's going to be more expensive because that person's going to be able to probably underwrite hopefully as good or better than you. Then you can get into marketing tasks because once you have that machine built, so that's really the machine that can do a lot of the work, the processing. Well, now you're probably going to sit around and go, okay, now what do I do, Scott? Well, now you're going to have to market. Now you're going to have to drive more traffic. And that's where adding in the marketing component next would make sense because now you actually have something to catch it all. And then finally, if you want to be able to take a break from this machine that you built, you know, otherwise you'll be doing all the sales, is you eventually develop a salesperson who can do the sales. And so that's a high level on that. Hopefully you find that useful. Check out Dan's book. Thanks again for listening to this episode. And hopefully you find that useful.